I'm Dan Klefstad. Family gatherings during the holidays might also include loved ones with dementia. Sean Crawford reports there are suggestions for making traveling with these individuals less stressful.
Travel can be hard on both the person with Alzheimer's and others. But Elizabeth Cook with the Alzheimer's Association has recommendations for a smoother trip. Those include planning ahead and allowing extra time.
It's advised to travel to known destinations, try to visit places and people that are familiar, and will cause less stress and not overwhelm the person with Alzheimer's that you're traveling with.
Cook says it's also wise to pick the best time of day for the individual, and if flying, ask the airline about avoiding layovers. She adds that caregivers should brief family members about the condition of the person beforehand to avoid surprises. The Alzheimer's Association has a 24/7 hotline that can answer questions at number 1-800-272-3900. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says some of his colleagues went too far in public comments about President Trump's impeachment. Appearing Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Durbin was asked whether it was a mistake for Republicans and Democrats to say how they'll vote before the impeachment trial even starts.
As far as I'm concerned, they can tell which way they're leaning or how they feel in terms of the probability. But when it comes to saying, I've made up my mind, it's all over, for goodness sakes, that is not what the Constitution envisioned.
Durbin also said he would not be doing his usual job of getting Democrats to toe the party line. He says the impeachment vote will be one of conscience. The Illinois Republican Party is ramping up efforts to make voters aware that an anti-Semitic activist and Holocaust denier who won the GOP nomination in 2018 is again a candidate for U.S. Congress. Several people told the Chicago Sun-Times that Arthur Jones did not mention his contentious views to many voters when he asked them to sign petitions, allowing him to appear on the ballot in the March primary. Illinois GOP Executive Director Anthony Saros says they are planning an awareness campaign that could include digital advertising, Facebook ads, or mailers ahead of the primary. And a Cook County judge found a former Chicago police officer guilty of second-degree murder in the fatal 2017 shooting of an unarmed man. The verdict comes 2 months after Lowell Hauser stood trial for the murder in the death of Jose Nieves. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. If you have a hard time finding your way around in Carbondale, that may soon change. The Southern Illinois Metropolitan Planning Organization recently gave the city $45,000 in an effort to develop a wayfinding master plan. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
You're going to see some new signs in Carbondale. The city is in the planning phase of developing a wayfinding master plan to direct visitors and residents to key destinations in the city. Project manager Stephen Ibendahl says the next open house in March will showcase the preliminary plans.
We'll have some actual concepts for people to see and kind of get the idea of what, you know, what some of the different elements will look like.
Development Director Chris Wallace says the idea grew out of the downtown master plan and the need to identify public parking.
You know, we have adequate parking downtown, but sometimes it's hard for people to find. So we're hoping that we can use a system of wayfinding to, you know, get them where they want to go and help them visit local businesses.
Ibendahl says the final master plan should be finished this summer, but it'll be a while before you see the new signs.
Probably looking at, 2021, okay. In terms of actual, implementing some of the elements of the master plan.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
A new plan proposed by Missouri's State Board of Education would see teachers have a base pay increase from $25,000 to $32,000. Bruce Moe heads the Missouri State Teachers Organization. He says educators he represents, especially those in rural districts, welcome the proposed changes. The nearly $400 million proposal would also create a fund to help other teachers.